First, the first W is why. Why we do the Great Commission? Because all power, both in heaven and in earth, is given to Jesus. So Jesus commanded us, therefore, go ye to teach all nations. So that's the first W, why. So the second W is what? We are commissioned to do what? We are not commissioned to go. We are not commissioned just to baptize people. We are even not committed just to teaching for teaching's sake. We are committed to make disciples. So that's the second W. So the third W is how. How to fulfill the Great Commission? By going. By baptizing. By teaching. In the original text, in the Greek text, it's all participles. Only make disciples. Matthew ties. That's the only main verb. So how to fulfill the Great Commission is by going, by baptizing, by teaching. So the purpose is to teach people to obey the word of God. That is Christian life. So the fourth W is a warrant. This warrant is the promise of Jesus Christ. I will be with you in all this until the end of the world. So we cannot fulfill the Great Commission by ourselves, by our own work, by our going, by our baptizing, by our teaching, only by the presence of God in Jesus Christ. Only by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Only by the finished work of Jesus Christ. We can fulfill the Great Commission. We are just instruments used by God. So that's the Great Commission. So today we turn to the topic, the Churches of Christ in China. So when you know, yesterday night we talked about the Inner Land Mission, Hudson Taylor, which is who is the founder of the Inner Land Mission. This Inner Land Mission, by the grace of God, did a great contribution to the mission work in China. But when the last missionary of the Inner Land Mission back off from China, when the Communist Party took the power and drew them away, they fell to the local ministers. So that missionary of Inner Land Mission talked with the local minister, if God willing, we come back after 20, 30, or 40 years, you think what we shall do or what is needed in China mission field. The local minister said, when you come back, when you come again, after 20, 30, or 40 years, the gospel of Jesus Christ will already spread all through China. What we need is biblical teaching. That's the situation in China. Nowadays, the gospel of Jesus Christ spreads almost to every corner, every village, every remote areas. But what we lack? We don't lack ordinary teaching. We lack sound biblical teaching. Because all kind of teaching is spreading, particularly many extremes or wrong teachings. So what we need is sound, good, biblical, orthodox teaching. So let's turn to the outline. So the Churches of Christ in China, we see the general introduction. In 1949, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, overthrew the rule of, the power of the National Party, in Chinese we call 国民党, took the power by support of the Soviet Union, by political propagandas and gun. So tell me most famous scene as we shared yesterday afternoon, power comes from gun. So that's quite a naked truth for them. But we know it's just a bandage. Anyway, so during their reign, more than, how you number that? Meaning 80 million people died, not died of war, not died of disease, it's died of famine, man-caused famine, died of persecution during the rule of CCP from 1949 to 1976. So nowadays the population in China is 1.3 million or 1.5 billion. It's billion. I think that's the largest population in the world. Yeah. So the ethnic group, the Han group, Chinese, is more than 90%. Then another minorities, Zhuang group, Uyghur, Hui, Yi, Tibetan, Miao, Manchu, Mongol, Bai. It's all these groups together is about 8%. The most prominent group for minorities is Uyghur or Hui, that is Muslim. It's very militant Muslim. It caused a lot of trouble, yeah. Many terrorists and such like that. And also Tibetan, because Tibetan is Buddhism. So all these two groups are minority, grounded in religion. One is in Muslim, one is in Tibetan Buddhism. So quite militant. So today in China's constitution, all constitutional documents, four religions are recognized. One is Taoism, one is Buddhism, one is Muslim, one is Christianity. Christianity, both Protestantism and Catholicism are recognized. So we see in the official data, Taoist, Buddhist, Muslim is occupy 1 to 2%, and Christians 3 to 4%. But according to other sources, the Christians may occupy now to 8, even 10%. But nobody can get the real data because it's, you cannot make public research on that. Anyway, China, the People's Republic of China is still officially, or from the constitution, is an atheist nation. So Marxism is still, in fact, it died, or it's done away. But in the constitutional documents, Marxism is still the official ideology. And the Communist Party is still the ruling party. So languages, standard Chinese or Mandarin, that's the official language. But in fact, standard Chinese or Mandarin is an artificial language. It's created for the unity of the nation. So in different areas, people speak in different tongues, quite different. Such like in South China, in Hong Kong, Macau, in Guangdong, people speak Cantonese. Such like in my hometown in Shandong province, in the east of the Shandong province, and the north of Shandong province, their tongues is so radically different. If some people from the east of the Shandong province, they speak in their own tongues I cannot understand. Yeah, so that's the language. But all the peoples from the north, from the south, particularly the people educated, they all can speak Mandarin or speak standard Chinese. This language is particularly created for unity. It's also a scholar's language. Yeah. We understand, in fact, CCP, Chinese Communist Party, captured China and ruled China with an iron hand. There is no rule of law. When we talk about, because I was trained in the law school 7 years, I also practiced the business law in the law firm. We have many friends or classmates in the court, in the Congress, in the prosecutor, such like that, in the police force. For the China government, in U.S., in West, we talk about the rule of law. But in China, we talk about the rule by law. What's the difference? Rule of law, that means every subject, king, president, chairman, and common people, we all obey the law as the standard. But the rule by law, that means I rule you by law. And I am above the law. So that's the almost the official position or interpretation of the CCP. So when you go to China, people talk about the rule of law, but in fact it's rule by law. So that's quite different. Yeah, radical difference. Yeah, so concerning the church, when the government deal with the church, first state, they rule by God. If you don't obey, they just kill you. To the second state, they rule by police. If you don't obey, they arrest you. Now they try to rule by the law. So there's some improvement. But essentially, the law, the rule of law is still not established. So, the view of CCP as the sole representative of people, all the Chinese just became slaves of CCP. That means one man ruled the party, and one party ruled the nation. That's called absolute dictatorship. Yeah. In fact, it's not the CCP, not the party rule the nation, who captured the party, who take the nation. So Chairman Mao is just an emperor. It's more than emperors than for previous generations. So it's quite ridiculous. If you study Chinese history, after Dr. Sun Yixian, Dr. Sun Yixian is a Christian. She started revolution and overthrew the Qing Dynasty Empire and built the Republic of China. Yeah. But after this kind of revolution, but still the mindset of the people is obey the dictatorship. That's quite strange. Because in 1919, there is a movement we called Main Force Movement. In this movement, the demonstrators or the students they have two slogans. We are for democracy. We are for science. They think democracy and science can save the nation. But the hard fact is that democracy and science cannot save the nation. So it's a dictatorship of Chairman Mao come out. Anyway, we see. So the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, founded in 1921, it took control of all mainland China except Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau. in, there is a wrong character. In 1949, after a bitter civil war, supported by the Soviet Union, so the Chinese Communist Party took the national power. Now there are about 60 million members in China. But to my personal study, communism is a heresy from Christianity. Such like the founder of communism, Marx. He's baptized, he joined the student fellowship in college life. Such like Stalin, you know, Joseph Stalin in the Russia. He's trained to be a priest. Yeah. But they are desperate with Christianity. And so Marx considered the Christianity in German is opium, just delusive to people, just make people intoxicated, but never do something essential or practical. And Joseph Stalin trained to be a priest, but he said the Christianity in the form of Eastern Orthodox is useless. So both German and Russia is Christian nations. Why they preach or propaganda some version of nationalism or communism? Because their Christianity failed to be the salt and the light in the society. So when the Christians lose the saltiness, so we are too down. We are guided by God through communism, through nationalism. That's the result from my personal study. Yeah. You can do more, do study further. Yeah. Let's see. The NPC, National People's Congress, China's parliament, it has very limited power. In fact, it has no power at all. For the lawyers, we call it a rubber stamping party decision. That means when the party make decision, and then the people of the Congress just make it legal. So it's such kind of Congress is not functioning as the Congress in America or in the United States. Because the Congress members are not elected through free election. Is appointed through manipulation. That's quite a different. So the constitution in China is not a constitution. The Congress in China is not a Congress. It's all in name to deceive people. Yeah. So we see that RAB, Religious Affairs Bureau, it's maybe strange to Western mind, but in China history, religion always strictly controlled by the national government. There is no idea such as separation of religion and politics. Yeah. But now I think many Christians in Western world misunderstand the separation of religion from politics. Separation of religion from politics is not get religion out of the political field. That means we have church government for Christianity, but we also have civil government for political issues. But even the politicians, Christian politicians, must submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So both the church government and the civil government should submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But you cannot mix the church government with the civil government, or mix the civil government with church government. It's two governments, two spheres, but somehow connected. But in China, it's always the political force capture the religion. They take advantage of the name of religion to control people. That's dictatorship. That means the political force not only control your body, control your action, but also try to control your belief, your heart. That's the essence of totalitarian government. They want to control the total life of human being. So, the next one is UFWD, United Front Work Department. It's also strange to Western minds. What is United Front Work Department? United Front Work Department is controlled by the CCP, by Communist Party. They use this department to convert or teach other parties, to convert or teach Christian preachers or Muslim ahuns or Taoist. It's a secret organization, yeah. But in the front, they will use departments, such like if you are established minister in the U.S., when you go to China, first you will be received by this department. And this department try to convert you as a friend of the CCP. Such like when I travel to China, the security force, they will try to make you to be their workers, to be their employees. To make you a spy. Yeah, that's their work. Let's see. So we talk about the United Front Work Department. We talk about Religious Affairs Bureau, yeah. So for the official church, the leaders, who will be the minister, will be decided by the United Front Work Department. Such like the official seminary, they have maybe 3 year or 4 year training. 1 year, 2 year, in the third year, in the senior year, or when you near the graduation, some officials may come from the United Front Work Department. That means the Communist Party. They approach you as divinity student. Do you want to become a Communist Party member? Secret. If you are willing to become a Communist Party member, we will give you a good position in the church. If you don't want, we will reject you. We will not recommend you to any good positions in the church. So that's a secret, but that's true. Also, we can understand, because it's a party, took total control of every sphere. They wanted to control every sphere, yeah. So, a TCMP, Three Self Patriotic Movement. These three self, we call it three self-support, self-propaganda, self-government. But I think theologically, it's wrong. Because the local church is not self-support. We are all one family. And also preaching the gospel or for outreach, we are not self-propaganda. Just like we share the Great Commission. What is the warrant? The warrant is that I will be with you in all this until the consummation of the world. So the slogan of the official church is that first, love your nation. The second point, love the religion. So that's their slogan. So the official church in China is just fall down as the organization, false church manipulated by the Communist Party. For example, just like, you know, the German church, when the Nazi, when the Hitler captured Germany, the church is still there. It's become national church or German church, but it's not the church of Christ. Because they don't submit first to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They first submit in their constitution to the Lordship of Communist Party. That's in the document. They don't hide. But many Western brothers and sisters, they are deceived. They don't understand the reality. If they just see the document, it's there. So, this three self-patriotic movement, an organ or organization founded in the early 50s by the patriotic and theologically mainly liberal Christians. All these top leaders in this three self-patriotic movement, they publicly confess communism is the vision of Christianity. If you are a true Christian, you must confirm to communism. Because communism or socialism, that's the fulfillment of the Bible truth. Or in Western world, we have social gospel. Yeah, they never talk, they didn't emphasize the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the miracles, all the regenerations. Yeah, they think even their leader, even propaganda, if you are good Communist Party, you will surely go to heaven. So it's all kind of nonsense, liberal theologies there, yeah. So, and this Communist Party manipulated organization supervised the destruction of all independent denominations by the party. So in China, if you meet or if you go to visit some old Christians who are just out of the prison, and if you also want to have some kind of association with the three self-patriotic movement, the old Chinese Christian will reject you because they are persecuted or they are martyred by the report, by the cooperation of the three self-patriotic movement with the party. That's a hard fact. It's this organization cooperate with the Communist Party to persecute, to destroy all the independent churches, destroy the church buildings, close the seminaries, kill or murder the missionaries, murder the ministers. So their hand is full of blood of the church. That's a hard fact. But very few people want to see the bottom line of truth. CCC, China Christian Council, founded in 1908 as a twin organization to the three self-patriotic movements. So these two organizations are known as the two committees govern all the official churches. And in practice, these two organizations are one body. Maybe the chairman of the three self-patriotic movements, in the meantime, also the president of the China Christian Council. Yeah, just two names, but in essence, one body. So top leadership positions of both organizations in many cities are held by the same person. The CCC, the China Christian Council, is responsible for reopening churches and seminaries, printing Bibles and Christian literatures, and more overly spiritual side of state-supervised religion in China. Such like if you want to open a church, if you want to build a church, or if you want to print Bible, or in other Christian literatures, you must get permission from the China Christian Council. Yeah, such like I have some friends, they want to get the good Christian books published. How you get, further you should get a book number. How you get a book number? You pay money. You may pay just like $2,000. You buy the number. Illegal. But that's the practice. They will sell the number and get the money. That's corruption going on with that. Yeah. Power always causes corruption. Absolute power causes absolute corruption. Yeah, that's with the communist value. So the second part is Christian in China. For quantity, Christians in China by 1900 is 50,000, and by 1949 is 100 million. One meeting, yeah. And by 1996, it's 80 meeting. And by now, I think it's 100 meeting about that. So the number is there. Somehow I convinced the number is great. Something true. Because in my boyhood, it's very difficult to see a Christian. But after these 30 or 40 years, everywhere in the remote village, in the famous university, in the campus, everywhere you can meet some kind of church meeting there, particularly house churches. So everywhere. So that means the number is really big. That's something true there. But what's the problem? The problem is quality. Quality. In China, we see the Christianity have a broadest, very broad, but no depth. Yeah. Just like I think when American theologian complained about evangelicalism, the scandal of the evangelical mind is there, no mind. No mind. They have no mind. Just the emotions. Just the enthusiasm. Just the outreaching. But for what? So the quality is, there are three main streams in the Chinese church. One is folk religion. Why you believe Christ? Because Christ healed my body. Why you believe in Christ? Because I can find a good wife or good husband in the church. Or for some intellectuals, why you turn to Christianity? Because Christianity can save China. They don't understand the true spirit of Christianity. They are all some kind of folk religions. That they take advantage of Christianity. In the old missionary term, they call it rice Christian. You understand the rice Christian? Why they become Christian? Because they want to eat rice. Without labor. That's in Latin America, in Africa, in China, in many areas, yeah, many Christians are rice Christian. Yeah. Then the second mainstream is charismatic. So at least 80% of the congregations, not only house churches, but also three self, is somehow influenced or polluted by charismatic teaching. And the third stream is dispensationalism. Yesterday night, some brothers and sisters asked me, part one, is Reformed or Presbyterian Church has no root in China? Because in the America, in Dutch, in Scotland, many Reformed or Presbyterian Church stand many missionaries there. But from my study, from the documents, the first book of systematic theology translated into Chinese is, I think, written by Scharf, the founder of the Dallas Theological Seminary. You know, it's a dispensational book. So this dispensational book is dispensational teaching is quite dangerous, quite bad. For two things, they separate the gospel with the law. As Reformed, we understand the model for Christian ministry is law, gospel, and law. Law bring us to Jesus Christ for justification. And Jesus Christ bring us to law for sanctification. So it's law and gospel in harmony. Just like declared in the written in the Heidelberg Catechism, how we can know our sin by the law of God. How we know our work is good work because it's out of faith, conformed to the law of God for the glory of God. So that's law, gospel, and law. But in China, I think the 99% of the ministers never preach law. They just the so-called gospel. I think without the preaching of law, there is no authentic preaching of the gospel. Because people don't understand what is the same. In the Bible, we understand it against or break the law of God. Yet without a proper understanding of a thing, how you can bring out the true understanding of repentance? How you can bring out the true conception of sanctification? So that's the dispensationalism. Also the danger of the dispensationalism is like that. Such like maybe many people know Moody Bible Seminary. The famous thing of Moody is that this world, the society, is like a boat. At any time it will sink. So no need to repair the boat. Just deliver the soul. So in China there is a saying, if one Chinese turn to Christian, that means we lose a citizen. And unfortunately, that is true. Because the majority of the Chinese Christians, when they turned to their version of Christianity, they stop work. They stop study. They even stop, just like Reverend Bodin shared, they stop their office as a parent, in their household as prophet, priest, and king. They said they misuse Jesus' teaching. The family is your enemy. Your enemy is in the household. Yeah, so many preachers purposely left their partners, left their child. And even some couple said, because I committed to preach, to do evangelism, so we will have no children. And many strange ideas come out. It's all kind of dispensational teachings. Yeah, so, since 1978, so many members of house churches, you see the number, I have no idea, but I get these details from some website, from some source. Yeah, more than 1,000 have been persecuted to death. More than 20,000 have been crippled by tortures. Some under house arrest and supervision. And many people find that's also one side of reality. So now we to the third part, cry for truth. But when you talk about the persecution in China, you must have two perspectives. One perspective, you must divide different stages. Such like when the Communist Party took the power, at the early stage, the persecution, it means that they just kill you by gun. That's the rule of God. At the second stage, the rule of police, they will arrest you, put you into the prison. But now is the third stage. That means they try to rule by law. So that means they may harass you, they may intervene, they may stop, but usually they will not put you into prison. Yeah, that's also the common practice. Such like I have a co-worker in Chengdu, in the south, west. Now they are under persecution. But what kind of persecution? That minister previously is a professor of law in a prestigious universe. But he was called by God to separate it for full-time minister. When they are hostages, they rent an office to for Sunday worship. So about 60 or 80 members is all adults. I think together with the child, maybe more than 100. But basically about 60 to 80 adult members. They will meet in the office, the rent office. But the police come, you must be dismissed because you are illegal. So they said, our worship is not illegal. Your action is illegal. We will sue you. Yeah, but anyway, the police surround them and force them to, and they don't want to have a direct confrontation. So they back off to other restaurants or to the park, keep on with their Sunday worship. That's some kind of persecution. It's quite common in Beijing, in Shanghai, in Sichuan. Yeah. So the minister, sounds like when I in Beijing, when I preach, when I travel around, many confrontations with the policemen. One day the police come, broke into the meeting police. He said, "You stop." Yeah, so I stop. Yeah. Why you read the Bible and no permission? I said, Bible is an internationally recognized classic. If you read any classics, such like in China, many classic literatures, you get permission from the government? No. Yeah, they said, you have so many people, 20 or 30 adults, you meet together, you should get permission. I said, we are all brothers and sisters. We come together for reunion. Yeah, it's family gathering. If you get your family, you get permission from the government? They just smiled. I said, no, we are very difficult because the superiors ask us to stop you. So please cooperate. So he said, we can't stop, we move to other place. Yeah, so it's quite different. Nowadays it's quite a radically different situation. Yeah, but also some persecutions going on. I just, the situation is very complicated. Some people are persecuted because they are criminals, because they are cult. Such like one big cult. What is their standard? Their standard is Abraham, David, Solomon. He said, Abraham, David, Solomon, they have many wives. They have many concubines. So that kind of minister, they have relationship with many sisters. So that's criminal. That's against the law. Even in U.S., you use the name of the religion or Christianity to deceive and take advantage of others. That's criminal activities. Yeah, so it's quite a complicated situation. Yeah. But anyway, we understand the China government is still officially an atheist nation. And there is no rule of law established there. Everything unstable. Sometimes it's real persecution. Sometimes it's not true. Yeah. We must see the case in particular. Yeah. So I think the last point is cry for truth. Wang Mingdao, if you read some documents, Wang Mingdao is quite a representative of the House Church. But even this Wang Mingdao, even faithful in the Lord, I just quote one thing of him: "Don't read books of man, just read the Bible. Directly get nourishment from it." So you know, you sense it's anti-intellectualism. You just only read the Bible. Other books is written by man. But I said, if you just read the Bible alone, you read the Bible of Hebrew, you read the Bible of Greek, or you directly go to Moses, go to Apostle Paul, you get the original Hebrew, original Greek. It's all because of untrained. They are enthusiastic, but not just like Paul testified against the Jews. They are enthusiastic for God, but not according to truth and knowledge. So, brothers and sisters, I think there is a quotation that the church will be purified and strengthened by persecution. We cannot deny persecution. Persecution is there. But will destroy it because of unbelief in the forms of heresy and apostasy. So I give thanks for brothers and sisters here so concerned now to the churches persecuted. But we should give more concern to the truth, to the what is the real word, what is the authentic Christianity. That is the kernel we should concern. We do outreaching, but for why we do outreaching? For what? What is the biblical way to do evangelicalism? What is the biblical warrant? The biblical warrant is, I will be with you, like that. So, I quote a quite representative, is also a professor in Westminster Theological Seminary, Jonathan Chow. Jonathan Chow said, "For under pressures, the majority of the Chinese preachers signed their names to join the Three Self movement. Even they compromised. They were still rejected through all kinds of political movement educations. What's the secret? The secret is that if you compromise, if you surrender the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the Communist Party members just despise you. Despise you. He said, you are a false teacher. You have no value at all. If you stand up for the truth, they will highly respect you. Even they persecute you. That's the truth. If you compromise, if you surrender, they will despise you." So, why the main reason is that they were ignorant of the theory of the United Front theory, so they were easy to be trapped. The second reason is that they are manipulated by fear to compromise. So they have no idea what is communism. They have no idea. What is the main purpose, the target of the Communist Party? They have no idea. So that's quite a sad situation. As the leader of the Christian community, we don't understand the society. So we just separated, isolated the church from the surrounding society. But you want to do that, you cannot do that. If you don't transform the society will transform the church. So we don't renew the mindset. We don't transform or reform ourselves, the church, the society. You will be reformed by them. Nowadays, you know, in China we have a slogan, opening policy. But we also talk about, the Communist Party also talk about the reformation. Economic reformation, political reformation. But why we are reformed the church? Why we don't talk about the reformation? Yeah, so last year I quoted from A.A. Hirsch, Evangelical Theology. I charge you citizens of the United States or Canada, afloat on your wild sea of politics, there is another king, one Jesus. The safety of the states can be secured only in the way of humble and wholesome loyalty to his person and of obedience to his law. So what we need, particularly for China, is true reformation. We must back to the spirit of the reformation. Sola Scriptura, Sola Christus, Sola Gratia, Sola Fide, Sola Deo Gloria. That's the only way for the true reformation, not only in China, but also beyond. That's my personal convictions. Yeah, let's end with a hymn. Brothers and sisters, let's turn to pages 23, hymn 4. Page 23, hymn 4. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. So let's turn to page 23, hymn 4. The church is one foundation, here Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the world. From heaven came and saw her. Pastor Building, we I think we over 5 minutes. We still have room for questions and answers. Yeah, we still can have room, time for questions. Yeah. So welcome, questions.
How can we best help the church in China? Us as Americans, besides praying for them.
Yeah, pray for them. I think the most important help for our reformed Christians, first we should be faithful to the Bible, to the Lordship of Christ, and be a good testimony, such like Reverend Barding shared. We fought faithfully to be a priest, prophet, and king in our own household, put everything in order, and also our church. I think that's the first point. Because I see some missionaries, their personal life or their household life is in a mess. Their church in a mess. Or they just have no church to pray, to send them. They go there by him or her alone. No church ground. So I think first we should be faithful to the Lord, to His truths in our personal life, in our household, in our church. That's as a witness of truth. That's the first step. And then the second step, by the grace of God, we outreach our neighbors, our neighbor nations. Yeah, that's my opinion here. Because I see also many missionaries from the Reformed Circle, You know, such like the CRC, Christian Reformed Church, we have three dimensions, doctrinal, pietistic, and transformational. But I think many missionaries from this circle, they too much emphasis on culture mandate, on transformational, how to transform the society, how to transform the academic circle, how to transform the high educations. But if we not grounded on the doctrinal truth, that's the objective ground of Christianity. If we not grounded on our heart experience with the Lord, the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart, that's the subjective ground or subjective foundation. Without this objective foundation and subjective foundation, when we talk about the transformation of the culture and the society and higher education, it's just empty words. Yeah, so that's some understanding. Yeah. Yeah.
In the United States, my experience is that in the charismatic churches, they teach if you have enough faith, you can get whatever you want, money or health. And if you don't have enough faith, then you're sick and you're poor.
Yeah.
Is that the same teaching that the charismatics have in China?
Yeah. I think the charismatics in China is not made in China. It's made in America. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is true. Because I personally translate many charismatic teaching into Chinese when I work in a charismatic circle. Yeah. It's such like Kenneth Hagin. Whatever you confess, whatever you get. So their faith is not the saving faith, as we emphasize. They have faith in their faith. Yeah, so you see the reformational truth, justification by faith. But justification by saving faith as a instrument. But what the charismatic people understand, I'm justified because I have faith. So I'm justified. So what kind of faith? They don't care.
So it's you can see for the followers in the charismatic circle, because I worked there, I came out, I think the majority of the followers don't understand what is the saving faith, what is the true faith, based on true knowledge and true trust. They just have faith in their faith, or they have faith in their preacher's faith. That's dangerous, you know. Yeah. So if you know no other question, we can conclude with a prayer. Yeah. Gracious Lord, we give thanks to Thee. Thou art the Lord, the only Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, things both visible and invisible. All these words and everything of it is belong to Thee, because Thou art the Lord. And even we are falling in Adam, Thou still choose us in Jesus Christ, even before the foundation of the world. And in Your time, send Thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, incarnated, dwelling in us, which full of grace and truth, and finished the work of redemption for His people, to deliver us from the bondage of sin, Satan, hell. For such a great salvation, we give thanks to Thee. We understand even Thou predestined us in eternity, even Thou finished the redemptive work in Lord Jesus Christ, we still cannot link, know Thee by our own understanding, by our own good work, only through Thy Holy Spirit, who work in our heart. Give us a new heart, a new spirit. Get rid of our stone heart. We can be saved and kept in Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks today for such a great salvation. We particularly ask Thy blessing upon Providence Reformed Church, upon the ministerial works of Reverend Bodin. We give thanks for Thy blessing upon our communion, both in love and in truth. Revive us. Revive Thy church. Equip us. Empower us for outreaching according to Thy word, in Thy spirit. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.